Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Less than 24 hours after canceling his planned summit with Kim Jong-un, President Trump says the U.S. is working with North Korea about getting it back on track. AP Sagar Magani following the story.
The president tweeted this morning North Korea responded warmly to the cancellation and that it's still willing to meet with him.
We're talking to them now. It was a very nice statement they put out. We'll see what happens.
Saying the summit could even happen as originally planned on June 12th. The White House yesterday said the North had backed off on several promises ahead of the meeting and stood up a U.S. logistical planning team in Singapore. For a president who often brags about his own negotiating tactics.
Everybody plays games.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
In an exclusive interview with VOA's Persian service, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Iran should allow the International Atomic Energy Agency inspections.
If they want a peaceful nuclear energy program, fine, but they can import that material. Other countries do it. It works for many countries around the world. And in order for us to achieve that, to get comfortable if that's the case, there will have to be inspections.
President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the 2015 Iran nuclear agreement, saying it was a bad deal because Iran was not living up to its side of the agreement. IAEA has repeatedly confirmed Tehran has been meeting its nuclear commitments. U.S. efforts to combat terrorists based in Africa are running into problems such as the constantly shifting alliances and aims of the terrorist fighters themselves. Officials say a new type of terror operative is out there. This is VOA News. With the latest on the shooting down of a Malaysia Airlines passenger jet 4 years ago over eastern Ukraine, here's VOA's Martin Seacrest.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop blamed Russia for the downing of a Malaysian Airlines passenger jet over eastern Ukraine in 2014, killing all 298 aboard, including 38 Australians.
Australia and the Netherlands have now informed the Russian Federation that we hold it responsible under international law for its role in the bringing down of MH17.
Dutch Foreign Minister Stef Blok said it has now been indisputably proven that there is a direct link between the rocket that hit MH17 and the Russian army. Martin Seacrest, VOA News.
Russian President Vladimir Putin has dismissed the international investigation into the downing of flight MH17 as deeply flawed. A new European data privacy law has taken effect, ushering in an era intended to better protect the personal data of citizens and overhaul how companies collect, process, and store such information. Claude Moras is a member of the European Parliament, stressing the importance of the General Data Protection Regulation Law, which has come into play.
GDPR is important, and it will bring obligations to many of these companies and platforms to help us, the individual, shift some of the power back to the individual from the companies, from the social platforms, and it will do this through regulations.
Companies will continue to gather and analyze data, but must now justify reasons for collecting and using the data. They also are prohibited from the new law by using the information for a different reason at a later time. A third lava flow from Hawaii's active Kilauea volcano has streamed into the Pacific Ocean. Eruptions from the volcano and lava flows continue for a third week on the Big Island, destroying dozens of buildings and homes and creating a nearly 10-kilometer-long series of cracks or fissures. Heath Dalton lost his family home to fissure eruptions. He was interviewed by KHON-TV News.
It was fissure 9. There was one right in front of our driveway. And then once we were able to hike back to the house, we have one in our yard. And then the fissure kept going, and it literally opened up underneath the house on Moku. You can see the house, what's left of the house on both sides of the fissure.
Since the eruptions began on May 3rd, some 2,000 people have evacuated their homes. After 3 weeks of eruptions, geologists say the volcano has entered a steady state of eruption. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.